Happy Friday, September 19th, 2025. You're listening to CoeyCast. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. Today's episode was made completely with AI. We're battle testing Microsoft Vibe Voice 7B end to end. If it gets weird, that's the point. Let it cook.
Today's headline is Zoom AI Companion 3.0. Zoomtopia drops some heat, photorealistic avatars, cross-platform notes that follow you into Teams and Google Meet, agent-style scheduling, and higher fidelity video. Big mix for creators and marketers.
The avatar thing is the one everyone's posting. It's like, I didn't sleep, my ring light died, but my clone looks flawless. Real time, mirrors your facial expressions, head movement, all that.
The pitch is clean. You get on-brand presence without turning on the actual camera. Less sorry I'm off cam and more, my avatar's here, let's roll. For approvals and webinars, that's a speed boost.
But wait, when can we actually use it?
Zoom says general availability for AI Companion 3.0 starts in November. The photorealistic avatars are slated for December. Pricing note. If you're on a paid Zoom workplace account, AI Companion features are included at no extra cost. That's the line they're pushing.
No extra cost is a spicy move. Otter, Firefly, Assembly, they're going to feel that in their mentions. And Zoom's like, we'll even work inside Microsoft Teams and Google Meet now. That's the part I didn't expect.
Yeah, the cross-platform notes are the sleeper hit. If you bounce between clients.one lives in Teams, another in Meet, you still get the same automatic notes, action items, and follow-ups. That kills the which platform are we on scramble.
And it makes your workflow stack less messy. Instead of five different transcripts living in five different clouds, you get one brain that keeps receipts. Creators who live in chaos, this is your little robot intern.
Huh, yes, and the agentic layer matters. They're rolling in pre-meeting prep, context-aware tasks, and the free up my time suggestion, basically an AI that nudges you to skip meetings where you're not needed.
That's the dream. Riley, this is a status update with 12 people and you spoke for 30 seconds last week. Skip it. Don't threaten me with a good time.
The key is whether it's smart about context. If it sees you're the blocker on a deliverable, you probably shouldn't skip. But if it's a listen-only loop, that's a green light.
Okay, speed check for the video nerds. They're bumping meetings to 60 frames per second and giving Zoom Rooms full HD at 60 plus 4K content sharing in December. Translating live demos and motion design won't look like a slideshow anymore.
Assuming your network is decent, studios and classrooms will love it. Cafe Wi-Fi, not so much.
Facts. Now, who is this actually for? My take. The avatar is for creators, founders, and anyone on camera for brand stuff. The cross-platform notes are for agencies and hybrid teams. And the agentic scheduling is for managers who are drowning.
I agree. For solo YouTubers and TikTokers, the avatar is a cheat code for consistency. You can roll out of bed, do a client review with your avatar, and keep the energy polished. For enterprise content teams, the cross-platform notes are the bigger win. Less friction between meetings and tasks.
Would you swap Otter or Fireflies for this?
If the Teams and Meet integrations are solid, yes. Single brain across platforms beats best in class in one platform. But we need to see how deep the integrations go. Do you get speaker attribution, follow-up tagging, auto-routing to project tools? That depth is the difference between cute and critical.
Let's talk workflows. If you're a brand marketer, picture this. Kickoff on Zoom, client review on Teams, vendor huddle on Google Meet. Zoom's AI companion still captures everything, turns it into one summary, then pushes tasks to Asana or Notion. That saves what, hours a week?
Conservatively, a couple hours per producer per week just on admin. And you reduce tool sprawl, maybe you drop one or two separate note takers. Bigger impact is pipeline speed. You go from meeting to draft to fix list without restitching context.
I'm thinking launch sprints. Research to outline to shot list to asset metadata to draft posts without babysitting every handoff. The agent can keep nudging owners and confirming the next step.
Inside Coey, I'd wire it to N8N. Every time AI Companion finishes a meeting summary, it hits a webhook. N8N parses action items, assigns owners in Jira, drops snippets into Notion, and spins a Slack thread with due dates. No human copy-paste.
Add an avatar rule. If it's before 9 a.m., use Riley avatar in the stand-up so I can actually record B-roll. Kidding, kind of.
That's where policy comes in. Let's hit the caveats. 1. Avatar realism versus authenticity. If you use an avatar, disclose it. Teams will make rules, internal meetings, fine, investor calls, probably not. Paid ads, definitely disclose.
2. Performance claims versus reality. 60 frames per second and 4K are only as good as your bandwidth and hardware. If your laptop spins up like a jet engine, dial it back.
3. Cross-platform depth. Support for Teams and Google Meet is the headline, but how deep is it? If it's a surface-level overlay with limited context, you still might keep a dedicated note-taker for critical sessions.
Any watermarks or export limits we should know?
Zoom's messaging didn't flag watermarks or caps for these specific features. Standard enterprise controls apply, but we'll have to test exports and API limits when it ships.
Cool. Competitive picture. Microsoft has Copilot baked into Teams with recap and tasks. Google has summaries in Meet and Docs. Cisco's doing its WebEx AI thing. Zoom going cross-platform is the Galaxy Brain move. It's like, we'll play nice in your house and still be useful.
And that pressures the dedicated note-taker apps. Their moat is UX and breadth of integrations. Zoom's advantage is distribution, and now, interoperability. Whoever routes actions best into your stack wins.
What about creator vibes? If I'm a TikToker, here's my play. Avatar handles sponsor check-ins, the AI logs the talking points and action items, and I clip my face later for the ad. Fast approvals, fewer reshoots, less, hey, can you hop on cam real quick?
For podcasters running live video, the 60 frames update helps with screen shares and demo reacts. And the avatar is a safety net when co-hosts are traveling or under the weather.
Meme it for me. Caption, didn't wake up pretty, sent my pretty proxy. Or, camera off, brand on.
Huh. Availability recap without the press release voice. Most AI Companion 3.0 features start rolling in November for paid workplace accounts at no extra cost. Photorealistic avatars are targeting December. Zoom Rooms gets the high-end video sharing in December too.
Price to value feels aggressive. If you're already paying Zoom, this could replace a note-taker subscription and a couple glue scripts, especially for small teams that don't have DevOps on call.
Where I'm curious is agent behavior. If Free Up My Time actually cancels or defers invites with context, like Hunter is only needed for the last 10 minutes, auto-move him to the final segment, that's the leap from assistant to coordinator.
And if it starts prepping us before the meeting, like, you promised examples of three competitor hooks, here they are, plus a slide rough in that saves real brain cycles. Less admin, more making.
Quick risks rundown for brand teams, set disclosure rules for avatars, confirm client approval if you'll present with a synthetic stand-in, test network performance before big events, and decide where summaries live to avoid security confusion. Cross-platform is awesome, but governance still matters.
Also, test tone. If the AI writes your follow-ups, make sure it sounds like you. The fastest way to freak out a client is a robo email that reads like a brochure.
Last thing, benchmarks. We'll put this through its paces when it lands. Latency on avatars, accuracy on action items, and how cleanly it pushes tasks into Notion, Asana, or Jira via webhooks. We'll try to break it.
With love. That's the COE way. Create together, test boldly, and have fun doing it. I'm genuinely excited. If Zoom nails the cross-platform brain and the avatars don't look uncanny, this changes daily workflows immediately.
And if they miss, it still signals where ops are headed. AI-managed presence plus AI-managed coordination. Less overhead, more output.
All right, that's our time. Thanks for hanging with us on CoEcast.
For AI news, workflows, and templates, hit coe.com/resources. Don't forget to subscribe.
Catch you next time.